just really gritty.
But you have to start somewhere.
When I think of Aurora, I think of, oh God, here we go back to trouble again.
But now it's getting better, a lot better.
The state plans to give North Aurora some love this summer in the form of fresh pavement. And the city says it has added pedestrian improvements around Aurora and 92nd. But long stretches of Aurora still won't have sidewalks. Lee Brush is a retired architect who works with community groups along Aurora. He says sidewalks would make life on that road more livable.
When the WSDOT approached the city about the repaving that they were going to do this summer, they asked the city whether the city would like to contribute and improve sidewalks along Aurora. As a result, it'll get repaved this summer. No new sidewalks. Oh, and we're at 135th in Aurora. Right now, we're standing on the edge of the road, probably 10 feet from moving cars, right next to a rapid ride stop. There's no way to get to it except walking along the shoulder. Here at 115th in Aurora is the Washelli Cemetery. There is no way past it for a pedestrian between Meridian and Fremont, over 3/4 mile, except along one sidewalk, one side of Aurora. It's dangerous. It's the only way that kids can get from their homes in Huller Lake down to the new school that they've been assigned at 90th. Right now, there are a lot of single-family homes half a block away on the east and on the west side of Aurora. Actually, delightful neighborhoods, but Aurora cuts them in half so that you can't even cross Aurora right now to get from one neighborhood to the other. We perceive that Aurora could be the focus of the neighborhood, and am very disappointed how the city has lost an opportunity.